Over the past 10 or 20 years, medicine has had to open itself to issues that it never felt comfortable facing in the past. Patients want to know why they hurt inside. This is certainly not new, but today they are not content just to be told why the stomach, the intestines, or the breast hurts. Why do I hurt is their question, even after you unblock the intestine or cut out the breast tumor. I've thought about this hurt and tried to observe as closely as possible the people who are honest enough to confront me with it. I've made some surprising discoveries. On the surface, all patients are seeking help because they're ill, sometimes gravely ill. But what often shocks me is that many people seem somehow relieved by their illness, as if the meaning of their lives became apparent only in the face of a deep personal crisis. I had one 37-year-old patient named Robert who came to see me because a routine blood screening at work turned up a form of leukemia. The average life expectancy for this particular disorder could be as low as 2 to 4 years. Robert told me at our first meeting that he knew his priorities had to change. He quit his job, married his longtime girlfriend, and threw himself into the project of healing himself. He discovered no lack of channels for reaching his goal: self-hypnosis, visualization, psychotherapy, deep massage, and progressive relaxation were just the beginning. He attended weekly support meetings with other leukemia patients and weekend seminars on self-healing. He sought out inspiring stories from patients who had recovered from incurable illnesses. And when I met him, his disease had become so all-consuming, there was very little else of Robert's life outside of it. After 6 months of this intense search for healing, Robert felt more emotionally secure than he ever had. He went in confidently for his next blood test, only to find that his white cell count, far from being under control, had skyrocketed and his disorder was accelerating dangerously. His doctor immediately advised chemotherapy or a bone marrow transplant, but Robert refused both options. He tried to remain resolute about finding his own inner healer, but he soon began to tailspin into a deep depression. By the time he was referred to me, he was bitter, lonely, and desperate. I pondered what to tell him. Everything he had tried sounded right. His determination to be his own healer, his attempt to break old, unfulfilling habits, his decision to avoid highly stressful situations. But in the end, he had not really changed himself in any profound way.